Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another Tadpog podcast, a show where two to three. See, I'm bringing the energy.
Yeah, that's nice.
Two to three old guys.
Like at a 15.
Talk about old games. Today, I know we're all super excited to be here.
Yeah. Oh,
us,
man.
Us three guys.
Oh, we played a game we love. It's like 11:30 the day before this is supposed to go out. Yeah, man. So super excited.
Because we agree we're just on board with IGN for the 26th best game, best Super Nintendo game of all time.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, too.
Out of 700 games, this is the 26th best Super Star Wars Return of the Jedi.
They're saving the good stuff for us.
But first, coming back for a consecutive Tuesday, an unprecedented.
We know what you mean.
Another Tuesday, John Turley of NBA James and Tetris Mario fame.
Sorry.
You again.
You're going to have to put up with my bullshit for another hour.
We're all going to just be shoveling out the bullshit for the next hour.
You can tell by how late it is that we were really excited to do this.
We weren't putting this off at all.
Because Dave's been working so much and he was just happy like, hey, I get to spend what precious free time I have playing Super Star Wars Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, oh, boy. Yeah.
Man. Time with my wife, time with my friends, oh, no. God. Super Star Wars Return of the Jedi.
I have probably seen Nikki last 7 days. I seen her physically. Maybe 5 hours. Wow. Maybe 5 hours. Wow. Yeah, I think we may be done. Like, she's probably done with me at this point. I just got a text. She said, don't bother coming home. So
I got this nice $5 garage couch.
Man, no. After what I saw some shit crawl on this couch. One of those remainders is on the table here. I'm not.
I seen it.
Ain't no way. I don't know if I'm going to sit on that again.
I'm your bearded host, Tyler.
Hey, Tyler.
And have I talked about my bachelor party weekend?
I don't know.
My bachelor party weekend.
I think you should, though.
Both of you gentlemen were there.
Yeah.
It was around my 25th birthday. Had a big bachelor party weekend going from Paducah, Nashville, ending in Kentucky Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Ending all on Kentucky Lake. So we all died. We all just ended up in Kentucky Lake. But let's see. We had like a big like gaming night on like one night in Paducah. The next night we went to Nashville and stayed with virginity thief Taryn Landon.
Mm-hmm. She made us miss Louis C.K.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, Taryn. I got to call you out.
No, we were so excited. Like Louis C.K. Like, but she just, man, she did not want to go.
Mm-mm.
And she just drug her feet until we were like three hours late.
Uh-huh.
We got there. I was one. I think I got my ticket.
You got the last ticket.
And then they sold out.
You got the last ticket.
Had we been 10 minutes earlier, we all would have seen Louis C.K.
Yeah, how many? There were like probably 8 of us.
Yep.
Right? So you could have gone and then like come out and then we could have like gone in shifts.
But guess who has seen Louis C.K. since then?
Taryn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She since has been like, oh no, I like him now. I want to see him. Yeah. Yeah, Taryn. Thanks for that.
She's a really big promoter of the show, though, so we do forgive her.
So I know I sound insincere, but I'm totally serious. Thank you so much, Taryn. You're just the best. It's also a very good Kids in the Hall character. Mm-hmm.
Speech and impediment.
I remember jumping off the boat. That was like the most awesome
thing. We rented a boat on Kentucky Lake, and what did we have fun with? Just jumping off it.
Yeah, and that's like the first thing they tell you when you rent a boat is don't jump off the boat.
Oh, man. It's running, and we're still jumping off and climbing right back on between the propeller blades. Mm-hmm. Not drunk. Totally sober.
I speak for yourself.
I might have had a couple of years.
And then, but sadly...
we lost a guy.
Sadly, one of my friends died. We don't talk about it anymore, though.
More importantly, though, we had to pay for a propeller. Sorry, Ben, but...
But Nashville had, like, right before my bachelor party weekend, changed the strip club laws to be utter bullshit. Because, like, they still hadn't, like, built the strip club for it. So around every pole was in those, like, cafeteria-style, like... fold-out tables, like two of them, because you couldn't be within 10 feet of a naked stripper.
Oh, yeah, so I those remember this were now.
Stacked up around, so you couldn't get anywhere close. And then Brandon, who was very drunk, addresses the Joker, because we went to see...
And he stayed in character, which everybody loved.
Yeah.
Oh, just everybody loved that Brandon was Heath Ledger as the Joker and being really creepy to strippers and, like, grabbing their faces and pulling them close and asking them where Harvey Dent is. Yeah, it was like, oh, man.
Yeah, combining that with alcohol was a brilliant idea.
Because Brandon of Axelay fame bought me a lap dance, and, of course, they have to remain clothed during the lap dance. So the stripper is giving me a lap dance. Brandon sneaks into the room as the Joker still behind her, wraps his arm around the stripper's neck and grabs her face. And he's like, don't be so serious. And he just jams a bunch of ones in her bra and like, treat him good. And then walks back out. And I have to apologize. She is thoroughly freaked out.
I don't understand why. Like, I don't.
It's okay. It's okay.
I don't get it. I didn't mean to steal your thunder there with a grab in the face. That's just like the first thing I don't even remember any naked women. All I remember is like, all I'm saying is I was a race car and I was in the red.
Because that, safe to have a race
that
car
is
a,
that is the closest I've been at like just snapping.
Yeah, the Nashville trip was not very fun. Ashley should get fist puncher fame. So bored, he just fell asleep in the table.
Yes.
Like, we have strippers all around, he just plonk, fell asleep.
I think I did too. I really.
So we had a great 2 out of 3 days.
I didn't know that Brandon did that at all.
Yeah. Like,
That's news to me. That does not surprise me.
I've never wanted to leave a strip club more. like really, it was like, this is, we're going to go to jail. We're going to go to jail because someone's going to have to answer for him.
And Brandon's going to sit in the drunk take doing that Joker clap just over and over and over again. All right, that's my story.
What's up, Internet? I'm Dave. I'm your bespectacled host. I don't really have a story, so I'm going to steal one from Lord Dennis, which I guess we should refer to as Dennis of Evo fame. I guess he's ascended. He's of fame now and no longer a lord. Is that how that works?
Yeah.
He was telling me
he's Marquis now.
He's Marquis now?
Marquis Dennis of Evo fame.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. I'm looking at the giant scroll on the wall. I completely overlooked it. Sorry, Dennis. So I'm going to steal one of his stories. He was telling me today that he really enjoys your new segment, Tyler, the shame flashback. He said that when he was listening to the show, he had a shame flashback of his own. He actually told me two stories. One of them he has to tell the next time he's on the show. Mm. And I told him that. It is an epic shame story. It is epic. So I can't wait until he's on here to tell it. But he was telling me a story about how he was about 7 years old and he was in a toy store with his mom and his aunt. And he thought it would be really funny to sneak up on them and then smack them on their asses. And so he did that. And then they turned around and it was not his mom and his aunt. Oh. And they looked at him very confused and he ran away. So the reason I want to tell that story is because I think that is beautiful. Because you know, like every Thanksgiving when those like two women get together, you know they talk about that. Yeah. Like they're never gonna forget that. Which got me to thinking, like, one of my favorite things to do to annoy my mom, because she's got all these photo albums. She's got so many photo albums. And she likes to, whenever I go visit, she likes to pull them out. Oh, let's look at the photo albums. And one of my favorite things to do is when she's flipping through, there'll just be random people in the background. Like, there'll be just shots that were taken in public, like at Disney World or SeaWorld or at the park. And I'll just be like, well, who's that guy, do you think? Where do you think he is? And she's like, no, this is a photograph of you and your sister when she was very young. Yeah, I know, but that guy, he looks interesting. Do you think he's dead? Do you think he's maybe a child molester?
I remember you did that one time when we were watching, I think we were watching Full House. And yeah, there's a kid who just has like a one-off line. And you were like, oh, whatever that fat fucker is now. Looked it up and he died in a car wreck like 2 years after that episode.
He was dead. He was a ghost. It's the Full House curse, you see, John. It's a little-known fact, but...
It's like the EA Sports thing, right?
Exactly. It's the Madden curse. Yeah. If you have only one line in Full House, if you don't have any lines, you're fine. But if you have one, you tragically die in a car accident two years later.
I see. So you're hoping for either nothing or two. At least a minimum of two, right?
After the fifth car accident, they were legally required to give every actor at least two lines.
Ah, that's some little known.
Yeah, very
Full House trivia. There. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you're here, John. We put the Turley signal out in the sky, and you rose out of the darkness to come join us in our Super Star Wars revelry. You're the hero we need, John Turley.
No, I assure you, I'm not.
Do you have a shame flashback you'd like to share?
I was thinking about it, and maybe next time I can't think of one. I know that I've done shameful shit. I know I have, but I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
You never did anything.
I'm half dead right now, though. So I've been up since 4.
Yeah, that's about when I went to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I went to bed.
So yeah, sorry, I'm gonna be a little bit out of it.
At a Josh 6, keep the energy level at a Josh 6.
I'm gonna have to be trying to keep it at a 6. I love it that Josh keeps it at a 6, though. I don't want Josh to keep it any higher than that. I think he is just perfect at a 6.
I agree.
I want to get him up to a 15 so bad.
Oh no, man, his heart will explode or something.
Too much power.
The world can't handle Josh above a 9. I'm telling you.
That's Ragnarok ensues.
I'm pretty sure that's what the Norse world would bring about Ragnarok.
That's Ghostbusters 3, right?
All right.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk.
Yeah.
Kind of. We don't have to. We just tell everyone we're not going to do it and then talk about whatever we want. I mean,
I've got plenty of that, too.
Oh, okay, good.
So
I
see a lot of question marks and exclamation points in the notes. That lets you know it's going to be good.
But do you hear that? Do you hear that, Dave?
Yes, I do. I do.
That exasperated, frustrated noise.
Yeah, I do. I hear that. It's the sound of a time machine. I'm going back to the day after this game released. It's a long, mournful train of sighing and lamentation.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise known as the Dave Reads from Wikipedia trade.
Yeah. Here's the lamentations of the women.
After the Jedi's have driven their foes before them. Okay, guys. Super Star Wars, Return of the Jedi, is a run-and-gun released for the SNES in North America on June 22nd, 1994. It came out in Europe on March 30th, 1995. You're welcome, Megalixir. And in Japan on June 23rd, 1995. You're welcome, Ashley Shake. It is the third and final game of the Super Star Wars trilogy. We're finally done. We've loosened our shackles from LucasArts platform games. Tyler, it is based on the 1983 film Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi.
I wasn't even born yet. I don't know. I wasn't around.
There is also a simplified version for the Nintendo Game Boy and the Sega Game Gear portable systems.
Oh, God. I bet this trash with you.
I bet this is really good on the Game Gear.
I cannot even fucking imagine.
If we could get a ROM hack where we put Luke Skywalker and Echo the Dolphin, oh, that would just be great. Let's give that killer whale some force powers, all right? The game was re-released on the Virtual Console in North America on September 7th, 2009. If you'd like just throwing money away. I can give you the plot, but I'm not gonna. Guess what? Luke's back.
Okay, and what I don't understand is why all of these LucasArts, well, I shouldn't say LucasArts, but all of the Star Wars games on the SNES console are pretty fucking terrible, say the least.
Spoilers for the rest of the episode.
Yeah,
we didn't like it.
If you like this game, seriously, turn this episode off and just wait until Monday, because I love you and I do not want to lose you as a listener, and that might happen if you hold this game near and dear to your heart. It's just it wouldn't be so bad if I hadn't done it twice already.
Right, yeah.
With Super Star Wars and Super Star Wars Empire Strikes Back.
Like I said earlier, though, I've only played Super Star Wars Empire Strikes Back for about 20 minutes.
Minutes it took for you to realize that
not fun. No, it was not fun at all. And this one wasn't much better, if at all. But what my point, though, was that not long after this, even right around this time, they were releasing some really great PC games that
sure.
were a lot of fun. But these just suck something fierce.
A lot of Star Wars PC games.
Yeah, Star Wars PC games. I mean, I want to think probably the original, Rogue Squadron would have come out.
And right X-Wing this time. And TIE X-Wing Fighter.
And TIE Fighter, yeah. Oh, man, they were so fun. They were so
Jedi Knight.
Well, I'll take your word on it. I have yet to play a Star Wars related game that I've enjoyed.
Knight. Yeah.
I mean,
there were some good ones on PC, and
Pod Racing was better than this game.
Yeah,
I mean, that's not a joke. I don't think Pod Racing was a great game, but I mean, it was not. It was entertaining for.
I'm familiar with that part.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
The kid who got all the Legos. That kid. Yeah,
he got Legos.
I remember reading an interview whenever they came up with his Legos, the thing he was most excited about after the movie was getting all those Legos.
God, I was so hoping you were going to say they paid him in Legos. And his parents were just so mad. They were just so mad at him for taking that deal. George Lucas is like, we can give you $1 million, or we got some Legos.
A lot of Legos.
We got a couple buckets you used to
pieces.
Get. That's how old I am. I am so old that when I was playing with Legos, there were no sets. They came in plastic buckets that looked like ice cream buckets. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm.
Actually, I had a Tyco bucket that I kept all my Legos in. I had the Tyco blocks mixed in with the Legos.
Are those the Duplos? Are those the big ones?
No, not the big ones. These were like knockoff Legos.
Really? I'm not familiar with those.
They're compatible. I mean, they would work with them. They just, they just weren't as good.
Lincoln Logs? Are you a Lincoln Log guy? I was a Lincoln Log guy.
I didn't have Lincoln Logs, actually.
I used to build forts out of Lincoln Logs, and then they would all have Abraham Lincoln in them because they were Lincoln Logs. And if Lincoln wasn't there, they had no power.
I would rather build Lincoln Log cabins 100 times over than play this game.
Yeah, you bet. Dude, I'm build a cabin right now. What are you talking about?
Get some fucking Tinker Toys. Have a good time. Don't play this game.
Never.
As a 34-year-old man, I would rather build log cabins out of Tinker Toys.
Or actual logs. Do something hard, manual labor.
Or cadavers.
I will give me an axe and a tree. It would be more enjoyable.
But to be fair, I will say about this game, that this is the best of the trilogy.
I agree.
They've improved enough, but at the same time, it's like in the Despot Lottery drawing Saddam Hussein when you could have gotten like Hitler and Pol Pot. So,
why is it better? I want to hear why it's better.
They have enough. The handling is a little tighter.
Mm-hmm.
There's an automatic shield button for Luke's lightsaber.
Yeah, you don't have to press down and attack like you did in Empire.
Which is awful.
Yeah.
And now you can actually, you have a lot of character choice. A lot of levels you can either be Luke, Han, Leia, or Chewie.
Right. That's cool.
So, yeah, they must have had a focus group, took some notes, like maybe like 4 or 5 notes, and then changed it for the next game. But that's it.
It plays pretty much the same as the other games. I think the force powers you get starting out as Luke, which is nice, because remember in Empire how like you had to collect all those, like all of the force powers in the game were like at the top of Dagobah, where it's like you could just easily miss it and then like go through the game with no force powers.
Yep.
They're nice enough that they start you off with, I assume, all of them.
And they are all garbage except for heal. You don't need any of them but heal.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. I use Saber Throw, but that's about it.
Yeah, because Saber Throw is it for ranged when you attack start. When you've got Luke.
I mean, yeah, he's got no blaster.
But I was watching, because I couldn't play this game very far. It is very, very difficult.
I thought it was much harder than the other two, even.
It's difficult, not very fun, so I watched videos about other people playing it.
I didn't. No, I...
And everybody, it's funny because everybody's like, oh, gonna play some Super Star Wars from the Jedi. Man, I remember this game when I was little. Man, I loved it. Every video I watch, they have huge, just 100% pure nostalgia glasses for it. And as they play it, they get so frustrated and angry.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you really enjoyed this game, play it again. Wait till you're an adult, play it again. Play plenty of other games where technology has progressed, where things are fun.
Screw that.
Play this again.
Play Donkey Kong. Play Donkey Kong Country, which is rated worse than this game. Play Donkey Kong Country and then oh, yeah, this is fun. This is fun. I don't understand. That's what's that's what's really infuriating about this is that this game is ranked better than, like, so many good games that we've played.
I don't know why it's, like, 50, 60 spots higher than Empire. I don't know what makes this game that much better.
It's like they knew we were going to do a podcast where we play each of the games, and they wanted to give us a really long break so we would stick with it.
They're getting close to the top. Let's just fuck them over real good. They're like, oh, man, all these games are good. Fuck you. Fuck you, podcasters.
There is no excuse. No excuse for the rank of this game.
No.
Like, none.
No.
How many spots higher is this than, say, Super Bomberman 2?
Oh, a lot.
Bomberman 2 was 90.
It's like so 70 this is, spots.
Yeah. Higher. Yeah. Then Super Bomberman 2.
This is insane. I mean.
I don't understand. And it, like, okay, if you were to replace the Star Wars characters with any other generic characters, this game would be nothing. It would be a blip on no one's radar.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty clear they slapped the Star Wars name, I think, on all three of these games and just said, they'll sell because they're Star Wars. Yep. And people, you know, obviously loved the movies and we made a lot of money off that. So let's just haphazardly throw this together and slap the name on it.
Because I guess that's the problem with so many licensed games, because it's just like they don't care about any, with the exception of like the Batman Arkham games. Those are genuinely like they took a theme and built quality gameplay to support it.
They had a great creative team.
And then, you know, just about every other licensed game, I can't think of any others that I think were that good.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's... I think you're right.
Jaws for the NES, maybe.
Jaws, definitely. Definitely. But to be fair, as much as I dislike this game, I do think for a licensed game, it's pretty good in comparison, because a lot of licensed games are really, really, really bad, like notoriously bad.
Mm-hmm. What tends to be worse, I think, though, are when they do the opposite and they make movies based on games. I was reminded of a Penny Arcade comic where it shows this guy and he's in hell, and there's a, you know, Satan standing in front of him, and he says, "Doesn't really seem that bad, you know. I figured I'd be boiling my urine or something, you know." And the devil looks at him and just says, "No, we pretty much just show Tomb Raider now."
Man, that's my longtime girlfriend in high school.
Yeah,
her dad and I did not get along very well.
Was it because you were, you know?
Probably because I was nailing his daughter. Yeah. Probably. I also like he was like a hunter and stuff, and I was like a chubby kid playing Tony Hawk on his house.
Did he ever hunt you?
Given half the fucking chance. But he went out of his way one time, like she asked me, like, what do you want? What do you want for Christmas? My parents want to get you something. And for some reason, I was very much into The Family Man, starring Nicolas Cage.
Okay.
Remember that movie? I loved that movie. Vaguely. I thought it was so good. Because big Taya Leone fan. Can't get enough Taya Leone.
I like
I remember
the,
her.
Yeah, yeah.
She was in Deep Impact.
Yep.
And Bad Boys.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she was hot for a little while.
Oh, yeah, she was. Yeah.
I remember her in Bad Boys.
I think it's really funny that you were into this movie.
I love that movie, and that's what I asked them to get me.
Uh-huh. And Nicolas Cage.
Please get me Nicolas Cage.
I want his face.
How about Taya Leone? No. Hi-oh. See what you did there.
Oh.
But instead, he tells her, I want to get him a man's movie. He buys me Tomb Raider. Uh-huh. Still in there in my collection.
Really? You still own
yep,
it?
I still
can't let it go, huh?
Nope.
Is there a note in there that says, Dear Tyler, be a man. Signed, I hate you.
Be a man. Fuck other girls than my daughter. Yeah, Tomb Raider.
Was his daughter the one that said that she would kill you if you mentioned her on the show, or is this a
different one?
Okay, not so. This is not the death.
I have zero contact with this girlfriend, so she has no idea about any of this. So,
oh boy,
yeah.
I'm sorry, I just glanced at your notes.
Oh yeah, breaking back to Star Wars.
Yeah,
because this has the worst opening of the three games. You start off in the fucking land speeder.
Oh, I thought you meant like the cinematic.
Oh,
because I thought the cinematic was pretty impressive for a Super Nintendo. Because they got the big cruiser that comes in over the screen. That looked good.
Yeah, they want to set you up and then dash any hope you had.
Tell me about the beginning of the game, Tyler.
Because you start off. At the what even people who love this game agree this is the worst part of the game, worst part of all these games, and this one starts you off as the land speeder.
Yeah, vehicle level right off the bat.
Right. Yeah. No.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? That wasn't in the movie at all.
So yeah, you're in the land speeder, jumping platform to platform. These huge boulders that look sort of like heads.
Yeah, they look like Earth elementals to me, like because when you start going fast, it like looks like they're moving.
They look like brown Easter Island statues.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I don't understand is like I don't remember ever seeing any scene on Tatooine where there were just these huge black, I don't know, oil pits or whatever those are. I mean, it's like there are sand in sections, and then if you drive off of those sections, it looks like you just disappear into the ground.
Yeah, well, Tatooine is a planet full of bottomless pits, which we find out as we play this game.
Apparently.
That is just bounding with bottomless pits.
No explanation for this whatsoever.
So did you like that level, Tyler?
No.
Oh, no.
No.
No, you're a regular sane person. Yep. Then. Okay. John, did you like that level?
Nope.
All right, great. We're off to a great start.
And we are.
Well, then next, you're Luke. You have levels you're supposed to play as certain characters, but you don't have to. So the next level, you're supposed to be Luke. Which
but there's no
makes
indication.
It much better. Yeah.
There's no indication that you're supposed to play it as a character. Like they give you character selection, and if you choose poorly, it will be a hellish experience getting through the level.
Because next level, you have to be Luke jumping through caves and stuff like that, random floating platforms in this huge level that has multiple dead ends that you have to jump in these. I don't know what kind of towers they are in the rock that propel you and throw you forward. And
well, what I don't understand is in the background, you can see what looks like Jabba's palace. And the rock, the platforms that you're jumping onto are just suspended there in midair. I mean, there's nothing holding them. There's no background. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a background, but it just makes no sense.
No, not in relation to these ledges. There's not.
And it's like, you know, what's this is just absurd. You know, it's like you're not on Cloud City where you might could say, well, the density of the atmosphere was holding these things
in
place.
Not trying.
No, they're not trying all. They're just like, hey, put some fucking rocks.
Make him jump. Make him do the laser sword spin around.
That's how you get to this level. That's how I got through it.
How you do every level where you're Luke.
Double jump. And when you double jump, Luke turns into a ball a la Ninja Turtles in the Nintendo game.
There's an alligator roll with his lightsaber
out, and it will just maybe kill things that it hits.
Yep.
Can I just say, man, I think that the lightsaber is a little underpowered. It's a lightsaber.
Yeah.
It's a lightsaber. It should kill.
Though it takes 20 hits to kill a bug with a lightsaber. It does.
Right.
It
does. Yeah, absolutely it does.
I'm pretty sure, I mean, I've seen the first three.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Qui-Gon Jinn had a pretty rough time with his lightsaber.
Yeah, he
bugs.
Like cut through it. Well,
yeah, he got through a solid steel door. It's true, but a bug, no.
Yeah,
no, you gotta hack
it's like
that
a
thing.
4-foot thick door, too. just melted it. Yeah.
Do you guys remember when the soundtrack for Phantom Menace spoiled the movie?
No.
The soundtrack for if anyone out there who's listening hasn't watched Phantom Menace yet,
don't.
but if you want to anyway, you might want to skip 30 seconds ahead. The soundtrack for The Phantom Menace came out like 2 or 3 days before the movie. Mm-hmm. And all the tracks are titled.
To the scene that they go to.
Yeah. And one of the last tracks on the album is Qui-Gon Jinn's Funeral Pyre. So if you bought the soundtrack, like I did, you knew you going do. In, this dude was not going to make it.
Yeah. There wasn't a lot of suspense there, was no. there?
Man, how fucking shitty is that? My God.
Yeah, how do you let that happen?
Probably this game's fault.
It is probably this game's fault. You're right. I like the way you think, Tyler.
If you want to see this game in action.
Yes.
Paul Kluwer was gracious enough to torture himself
for 15 minutes.
Watch Paul playing today.
Yeah, it was not.
Give him a cookie.
I know. That was good, man. You know what my favorite thing in that level was? I feel like I've got a pretty good working knowledge of the Star Wars universe, but I don't know what those flying green pterodactyls were. Do you know, John? Because
no.
You're also like you're a Star Wars aficionado.
Yeah. To a point, yeah.
But there are these green pterodactyls. I'll just call them Terry from Pee-wee's Playhouse. I'll just go with that. And
Terry have a silent P in his name? Do we know that?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay, I like that.
What these pterodactyls would do is they would just swoop down, pick you up, and then carry you forever. They would like, bring you back like 5 screens and just drop you.
Sometimes they would drop you on bonuses. So you had to be selective about which one you let carry you way back the fuck back.
Well, what I like is that this thing comes down and picks you up and carries you off as Luke while you have a fucking lightsaber in your hands, but you can't do anything about it.
That's all the frustrating part.
There's nothing you can do.
Yeah. So then there's a boss, which this game carries on the tradition of taking an extremely minor character or, I don't know, piece of scenery in the movies and making it a boss. What they do is they're like, okay, you know that little thing that answers the door at Jabba's palace and little pokes its head out and for like, it's in the movie for like 5 seconds? Let's take that thing and make it 8 times bigger than it was and make it, I don't know, say a lot more powerful than a Jedi Knight. And you got to fight it.
The electric door knocker boss. Yeah.
It's yeah. Cool. No, it's great.
And then, well, after you beat that thing, then you can't be Luke, I think. Then you have to be either Leia or Chewbacca.
You can be.
But it's not optimal.
I'm sure it's possible, but man, it'd be awful.
The next level was where I couldn't beat it. Yeah,
I couldn't either. I was done at this point. They called it Jabba's dance
hall.
Yeah,
yeah, really, dance hall.
I guess
cantina. You couldn't work that shit in there.
Jabba the greaser. Jabba, as portrayed by John Travolta.
Well, put in cantina into thesaurus.com. What's another word for cantina? Dance hall? That's fine. Run with it.
Nailed it, Dan.
I almost it's another word for
put
thesaurus.
It in the game.
But yeah, you can be, I guess it's optimal for you to be Chewbacca, but this is just a small hall so crammed full of enemies that you have to kill every single one to progress.
Mm-hmm.
Before you get to the end, and it's I forget what the boss is.
The boss is Jabba's counselor, which I can't remember his name. I think you said that you knew his name from a foxtrot.
Kai Adimundi.
Is that it, John? Do you know?
Because
it's either that or like,
I don't know.
It's either that or Bib Fortuna. I think it's one or the other.
Both of them sound familiar.
All right, listeners, Tony.
Yeah. Let us know. We might get a correction on that one. We might.
Don't worry though, because they let Salacious Crumb is in this level.
Yeah.
If you were worried that this game wasn't gonna have the most annoying Muppet in the universe, worry not, friend. He is there. Salacious Crumb is the small mouse bird that throws like forks and stuff at you did you run across him?
I love it that he can literally like throw food, what looks like food, at you.
Or
that
jats
damages or, you.
Yeah. And he's the one that has that little high pitched laugh.
Oh, so he's in the title screen where he lands and squawks.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Well, you said who was the Jar Jar Binks of 4 through 6?
Man, I gotta say, I think the Ewoks were the Jar Jar Binks of 4 through 6.
Yeah, and they were still so much better than Jar Jar Binks. Like, I will take Ewoks any fucking day of the week and twice on Sunday than have to deal with
Jar Jar. Because at least they don't talk. I mean, I can deal with a living teddy bear, but as soon as it opens its mouth and like Uncle Tom shit starts pouring out, then I'm fucking out. Because let's be honest, that was some weird shit.
Man, it was bad.
Well, you apparently...
Am I allowed to say that on this show?
I think so. That's okay. Fair.
All right.
Apparently you can beat Ewoks later, though.
Yes, I didn't get to this.
For no one has.
It's only a demo. It's like, yeah, it's the Noah's Arcade. You can only get so many levels in, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that on the demo. Didn't get that far. Didn't get past level 2, so...
No, I could not be...
There ends my story of Star Wars.
Mine too.
Yeah. The Jedi Knight slayed by Bib Fortuna, or whoever the fuck that was. I mean, it's awful, because things that don't make sense, like his attack when he shoots the four little balls
out of his tentacles.
Yeah, out of his tentacles.
Which totally happens in the movie. He's not a pushover at all in the movie.
Right. But yeah, you deflect, though. You can deflect them. If you're far enough away, you can deflect them back at him.
With Luke's lightsaber.
With Luke's lightsaber.
Or Leia's spear.
Stick, staff, whatever. And they do almost no damage to him at all.
Oh, he's got a lot of hit points.
Yeah, he's got a retarded amount of hit points.
Dude, I mean, dude's a tank.
No way. But yeah, you would think, okay, well, this attack just, it takes a good chunk of life off of me. It's going to deal some decent damage. I reflect it back at him with my lightsaber. But no, it barely does anything, if it does anything. I couldn't even tell. I mean...
Well, Luke's lightsaber barely does anything either.
Right. I mean, how many times would you have to hit this guy with a lightsaber to kill him?
A lot. A lot. It's like your lightsaber...
Like 150 times.
You got the Nerf edition of lightsaber.
It's the one I had as a kid.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Literally.
I noticed in this one, Luke's lightsaber is longer in this one than it is in the others.
And that's nice.
Is there... Okay, so Star Wars.
Are you a size queen?
I've got, Here's my Star Wars, actual Star Wars question. Can Jedi make the length of their blade longer?
John, you're on this.
Well, I have a very good friend of your acquaintance as well, Ian Chandler, and he has read a lot of Star Wars books.
You're going to bring up some crystals, aren't you?
That are considered... are considered canon, from my understanding.
Don't get me started on that.
Okay, well.
I got something to say about that.
All right.
I'll wait until you're done.
I remember him telling me one time that he had read in one of the books, might have been Shadows of the Empire, I can't remember.
But it was Shadows of the Empire.
That Darth Vader was a dirty cheat because he used a particular type of crystal that not only made his lightsaber red, but also made it like 25% longer than any of the other colored lightsabers.
So because that's what powers a lightsaber is a crystal. And
I think it focuses.
Oh, does
the
it focus it?
Yeah, that's my understanding. It's got a power cell in it, and the crystal just focuses it and also, you know, gives it a hue.
I saw Tyler look at his watch. He's thoroughly bored.
No, I was just trying to think like.
He's like our listeners. Man. Oh, and there they all go. They just, everyone turned the show off.
No, I mean, if you're going to listen to Star Wars, you need a little bit of this.
Tune in while we talk about lightsaber technology.
Because, like, they were only, like, green and red, right? Until Samuel L. Jackson was like, I want a purple one.
There was blue.
Yeah.
In the very first movies.
Because I took a quiz on Facebook that says I would have an orange one.
Yeah.
I've never
There are all kinds of colors now. I mean, I think it's part like one of their one of the Jedi's quests is they have to go out and find a crystal and assemble their lightsaber.
Right, right, because he builds his own. And
yeah,
Jedi,
Luke yeah. Luke builds his own. That's why he has a green one in Jedi.
Yeah.
Because he, of course, spoilers, if you haven't seen Empire Strikes Back, he loses.
I haven't.
Okay.
Right. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
His saber in hand gets sliced off by a menacing fellow named Darth Vader.
His saber in hand.
His good old saber in hand.
I've got, we were listening before we came out here, listened to a lot of 90s music.
We did.
And it reminded me of...
We listened to Qui-Gon Jinn's Funeral Pyre over and over again.
Like, I was, you know, I didn't grow up with much music, so my taste in music is what most people consider to be shit. But
skewed. Let's say skewed.
So, but friend of the show, Josh Nance of Uniracers fame, is pretty close to me in just shitty music taste. I remember he had a few singles in his car that we would just pull in and out on repeat, like the same so many songs.
Bro jams.
Yeah, for the most part.
Bro jams.
Although he would try to hide it like he didn't listen to it, but he did have Barbie Doll by Aqua.
Underrated song.
It was in the mix with that Power Man 9000 song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hadn't thought about that in a while.
Yeah. Rosa Parks by Outkast.
I'm sorry, that's a good song.
That's a good song. But going from like Barbie, Power Man, Rosa Parks, Eagle Eye Cherry.
Okay. Five O Goes West soundtrack.
and then like just do that, like maybe some video game tracks,
mm-hmm.
and then just start over again.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was us driving like back and forth to school every day.
I don't see anything wrong with that. I really don't.
Just a little knowledge about Josh Nance's Uniracers fame for everybody.
Power Man 9000.
Yeah.
Wow.
Was he Rob Zombie's son? I remember hearing that.
Oh, really?
Something like
that. I didn't know that.
Maybe.
There was some
fact check us.
Wasn't he Julia Stiles?
I think so.
Oh, man, I meant to prepare a quiz.
Oh, that's a shame.
I was
going to
give you a Claire Danes Julia Stiles
next
quiz.
Time.
Yeah. Did you say quiz?
Yeah,
did. Did somebody say quiz?
I did, no. Tyler. Do you have a quiz for John?
I have a quiz for both of you.
Oh, team effort.
Yeah. The name of this quiz is called Beyond Star Wars.
Okay.
So stop looking at my paper, John.
Oh, sorry.
John, look at that paper.
Trying to cheat. So 10-question quiz about the other pursuits of people who were in the Star Wars
movies. I'm not going to be good at this.
Mark Hamill starred as Cockknocker in this movie.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yep. Correct. Alec Guinness won an Oscar for this movie.
It was a war movie, right?
Bridge Over the River Kwai.
Correct.
Nice. Up top. Nice.
Carrie Fisher was once married to this musician.
Ooh. Lenny Kravitz. Oh, man. I'm pretty sure it was either Lenny Kravitz or Power Man 9000.
Hold on.
A lot of this information is from their IMDb pages, so take that at whatever value.
Is she validated?
I don't know.
Man, I don't know.
I really don't know.
I was going to venture a guess, but it was...
Venture a guess.
No, I got nothing.
Paul Simon.
Really?
Oh, wow.
That's interesting.
Harrison Ford has how many kids?
I have no idea. Four. I was going to say three. We gonna go four?
Let's go three.
He's a wealthy man.
Let's go three. I don't think he
seems what? Not very virile.
That wasn't where I was going.
Let's go four.
He has erectile dysfunction. Allegedly, Harrison Ford has erectile dysfunction.
He seems like the kind of guy that would be like, I want to fly my plane around, you know? Like
I think he just broke his ankle three. On the set
yeah,
of the new movie.
Yeah,
did
that's
you hear
what
that?
I heard. Yeah.
Did he happen to like And did he happen to yell out how many kids he had when that happened? Like, my four kids are really going to be upset. I don't remember. So I don't know. This is you, John. Go for it.
Three. Let's see.
Five.
Oh.
Three wives. Two by one. Wow. Two by one.
I thought you said. I thought you said wives.
Kids. How many wives / kids? If we were to add them all together, the spokesman for Colt 45.
Oh, I'm
Billy D. Williams.
Works every time.
Is a veteran of the 75th Rangers Regiment.
No idea. I have no idea.
Hang on. Oh my God, I've been up way too long. Jango Fett?
I'll give you a hint. He is not seen in the Star Wars movies.
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones is correct.
Really? Oh, I thought it was a character. I didn't know.
Is one of the 14 EGOT owners. EGOT being Emmy, yes. Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Was that a thing before 30 Rock? Like, did it have a name? Or did 30 Rock admit that?
I hope it did. I really hope it did.
Oh, I don't know. This is tough. Who would
somebody was, if we can figure out which one has a Tony, we probably got
or a Grammy.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah.
Frank Oz? Did the Muppets ever win like a Grammy?
The latest movie. They won an Oscar. Never mind.
Carrie Fisher was married to a musician. Maybe she
stole his.
Sang or
waited till Paul Simon was asleep.
I got no idea.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know.
James Earl Jones.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I imagine his Grammy is for Best Spoken Word.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't say that for sure, but that's what I bet it is.
It wasn't for all his Johnny Cash covers. I would buy that.
I would pay for that. Yeah,
I would buy that.
Is the voice of Grover.
Frank Oz, right?
Frank Oz is correct.
Yeah. Man, I was going to be really sad if I got that one wrong. You're like, no, I'm sorry. It was another famous puppeteer. Fuck you. Oh, damn it.
Very famous puppeteer.
Kevin Clash. I'm sorry. We were looking for Kevin Clash.
Mark Hamill has played Luke Skywalker on, if you can name two of the three TV series.
I can't. I didn't even know there were... I didn't even know there was anything other than like the Clone Wars
series.
They are
not featuring real people, but he plays Luke Skywalker on three TV series.
But Luke Skywalker's a real person.
It's true. I've got my Force Bible over here. It's true.
Well, it's going to be the Clone Wars then, I would think, right?
I don't think Luke Skywalker
was in the Clone Wars.
Oh no,
he's got a point. He's got a point.
My timeline's way off there.
There's the Christmas special, but I'm pretty sure that was all just like weird Wookiees, right? I don't know. I got no answer for this, man.
I don't either.
Family Guy.
Oh, okay.
Robot Chicken.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't in the right headspace, man.
I was not even thinking about that.
The Muppet Show.
In the Muppet Show. Okay. Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
The last one made his acting debut on The Cosby Show.
Adam Sandler.
The Jedi Knight, Adam Sandler.
Lenny Kravitz.
Let me think. On The Cosby Show. Man, I love some Huxtables.
I know.
That's what I like to call it sometimes. I like to call it The Huxtables.
The Huxtables?
Yeah.
No, I watched my fair share of The Cosby
Show.
Did
Theo become a Jedi Knight? Do you remember in the pilot he tells Cliff that he doesn't want to go to college? I'm pretty sure he goes to Jedi Academy.
He says, "Fuck Hillman, I'm going to the Jedi Academy."
The Hillman Sith. Yeah.
I know I'm a little old, but my midichlorian count is really high, and they're gonna let me in.
Is it maybe from one of the newer movies? It would have to be because it was the Cosby Show was after the original three. So who in the new movies?
Oh, we got Ewan McGregor and...
Because I believe the year was 1979.
Oh, yeah. 79
Nobody
was...
Nobody had heard of him before Trainspotting anyway.
He made his debut on The Cosby Show?
According to his IMDb.
And wait, he was in the 79... That
can't be possible.
That's a time paradox, I'm pretty sure.
I might be wrong on my year, but I know it did say in his IMDb made his debut.
TV debut, maybe.
Yeah, it must have been TV.
Maybe TV debut then.
Okay, so we
know we've been in a major motion picture.
We know we're talking original trilogy then, based on that information.
Guinness? I don't know, man.
Mark Hamill.
Really? That's interesting.
So yeah, that's on the front page of his IMDb.
On The Cosby Show.
I'm surprised there are no Batman Joker questions. Too easy, huh?
Yeah.
So how we do?
Man, we got owned.
You did okay.
We did all right. Some of those were hard.
Yeah. they are hard, and they're just because it's related to actors that were in Star Wars, as opposed to the Star Wars universe, which I thought about doing, but I was like, they're just bam, bam.
No.
By the way, the Star Wars universe, you said earlier, this is my beef.
Okay. Yeah. The books.
Okay. The books, right? The first book that takes place like immediately after Return of the Jedi. I cannot remember the title of the book. Do you remember it? Well, anyway, it is all about these battle droids coming in from the Outer Rim, right? And everyone is freaking out because they have never seen battle droids before. Meanwhile, then they make these prequel movies where that's all.
Yeah.
By the way, we forgot about the battle droid cutting people up with lightsabers. We just completely forgot about that.
Yeah, I'd asked Dave the other day, how does General Grievous wield lightsabers?
Yeah, do you know the answer to that question? Because I told Tyler, I was like, I don't know. He's a droid.
The only thing I can figure, he has an organic heart.
Oh.
He was at one point a human.
Oh, well,
that's my understanding.
There's your answer, right?
Okay. Because that's what Obi-Wan.
It's pumping metachlorians through his system.
Yeah, like he's got, I guess he's got tubes.
Pure undiluted metachlorians.
Yeah. Could you get a metachlorian transplant, do you think?
That's episode seven.
Oh, boy. I can't wait.
All these spoiled rich kids are getting midichlorian implants, and shit just goes crazy. It's like my Sweet 16 Jedi edition. They're just all going nuts.
Midichlorian Zilla.
That hurt me when they did that whole thing with the. Yeah. I'll give him a blood test and see how much of a Jedi he is. Oh no!
I'm one of those like bitter nerds. I really am, and I don't want to be, but
no.
The prequels did not ruin the original series for me. I won't say that. They didn't ruin the original movies, but man, they did like serious. They did seriously hurt my heart.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I mean, well, isn't it just like a compilation of all sorts of religious elements to add something so concrete
scientific and
like that's something you have to clearly it's genetic when it's like a religion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah,
as a person who has not seen the series, it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah,
neither.
It was mystical. When I was a kid, it was mystical. It was magic.
Ron even refers to it as a hokey religion. Yeah. I mean, you know, it doesn't make sense to me that they would go back and do that. But that, whatever. Yeah. I don't know. I almost don't even.
Well, when they wiped them out, they could have rewrote the history books. There's that.
Yeah.
So
I guess.
Do you guys have any achievements for Return?
Do
Super
you?
Star Wars? Yeah, I have three.
Okay, what you got?
I've got that fucking Wookiee.
Okay.
And you get that fucking Wookiee by beating five levels as Chewbacca.
Impossible. Okay.
And then Force? How about drugs?
Okay.
And you unlock that by beating five levels as Leia.
Okay.
Because I've read
nice, Carrie Fisher.
I read Carrie Fisher's latest book, and that lady is nuts.
Just crammed full of Paul Simon sex stories.
You know she's in like every Family Guy episode. She's credited on like every Family
Guy. She's one of the
Family
bosses.
Guy
or
she's
like, yeah.
Yeah, she's like Peter's boss, but she has to do other episodes she has to do other characters or something because she's credited in like all of them.
Seth probably just keeps her around.
Yeah, you know he's probably just a big Star Trek or Star Wars nerd, and he's just like, I get to have fucking Carrie Fisher on my show because I can, because I'm Seth fucking MacFarlane and I can do what I want here. And yeah, I mean,
one story she was telling in her wishful drinking did make me laugh out loud because she said she was like in maybe a methadone clinic or some kind of like rehab, and she was still in the middle of like coming down off a really serious high, and she was just out of her mind. And she said like what family would support her was still there, and like friends were there, and she was just out of her mind. The doctor comes in, like she's just been like, she wouldn't really talk. She's been listless. Her family's concerned. The doctor walks in, and she just bursts out of bed and points at him. There, that's a motherfucker who likes to get his dick sucked. I'm in my car just, oh, man, I laugh so hard.
Is that a shame flashback? Do you think we could get her on the show to share some shame flashbacks? That would be really awesome.
This was an audiobook?
Yeah.
Who narrated it?
Carrie Fisher.
Oh, I bet that was good.
John, do you have any achievements for this game?
Yeah, don't get cocky, kid.
Oh, and nice.
Beat one level. You beat the fucking speeder level, you get that one.
And then my third one, because humans throw bombs. And you get that by beating five levels of as Han. Because the difference between him and Chewbacca is Han can throw grenades.
He can throw grenades in this one?
Yep.
Because I did not get to the point where you save Han. I know in Empire Strikes Back, in that game you could. I just didn't know they changed it. Let's see. I'm not prepared. So let's go with... Pay Jabba no Bada. And in order to unlock that, you have to... I don't know. I assume you do something on Jabba's barge in this game. That's probably a thing. I don't know. I didn't get past.
I think you're right.
The dance hall. Well,
the 10 people who did would know. I mean,
so in order to unlock that, you got to get there. Let's see. I feel like I did pretty good with one. That's my contribution. Good day. I guess the Sarlacc pit. And let's just say to unlock that, you take this game. And you go to the sink. We're gonna assume that you have a garbage disposal, and you're gonna put it in there. And you're gonna run plenty of water because you don't want to run that dry. Because and dad will get mad. Yeah. They're gonna get mad anyway. Really, it's supposed
they might
to be,
until they play it. They'd be like, "We had,
yeah,
okay.
We get it." But really, we wish that this cartridge were made out of organic fruits and vegetables because now we gotta call a repairman. So you gotta grind it up. And then you gotta get a VHS copy of Return of the Jedi, no special edition, none of that. And you gotta put it in, you watch it, and you're like, this is a satisfying experience.
Yeah. Was any? I know you haven't seen it, but
I've played the trilogy of the game.
Yeah,
you have.
Tyler's up to speed.
Who
needs
to watch the movies now, right?
No, the Sarlacc pit genuinely freaked me out when
really?
I was a kid. Yeah. What? Return of the Jedi came out in 83, right?
Yeah, it was early 80s.
Now,
yeah.
I was born in 80, but I lived in Marion, Kentucky, and we had a drive-in. And
I'm surprised you had movies.
We would get the movies that they had shown in Paducah, but like 3 years.
The big city.
Yeah, the big city.
The shining star on the river.
We would get them like 3 years after. And I vaguely remember being like 6 or 7 years old and going to see Return of the Jedi at the drive-in in Marion. And the Sarlacc pit freaked me out. Like, it gave me nightmares. I'm pretty sure it was bad. But yeah, so that was just pretty much
it. It's going to be okay.
But you know what's crazy, though, is we would get the movies, like, because back then it took forever for some shit to come out on VHS.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, movies would come out, and it'd be like 5 years before something would come out on VHS.
Well, let's face it, it's a lot longer now, because shit just does not come out on VHS anymore.
You're right.
Still waiting on Hunger Games.
Oh,
damn,
man.
It.
Gosh, I guess I'm going to have to get one of these DVD players.
I've got this sweet Sony 4-head VCR, man. Whoa. It looks great.
You can record all kinds of Garfield specials. That's how I know that my mother loved me, is that she recorded every Garfield special and edited the commercials out.
Wow. Mm.
She was a pretty good mom.
Man.
She is a pretty good mom. She doesn't do that for me anymore, but
so,
I guess I'm grown.
She and Nikki are both done with you. They don't
record. Yeah, that's Nikki gets really mad when I ask her to do that. She's like, I am not your mother. You record your own Garfield specials. Peanuts, I'm fine with. Great Pumpkin, that's fine. I'll record that and edit the commercials out for you, Dave. But I draw the line at Garfield. Dilbert, right out.
That had one good season, but on DVD, I'm not fucking with it.
I know it's random and unrelated. But
great.
I thought that was one of the best parts of Zombieland, was the Bill Murray part, you know, where
hell
he's
yes.
dying. He's laying there dying. They're like, do you have
spoilers.
Any regrets? God, I'm such an asshole. And he's laying there dying. Do you have any regrets? And he's like, no, Garfield. The delivery is so good.
Except I kind of read so much shit about how hard he is to work with or find him or convince him to do anything, how you have to appeal to him. I guess there's that outlier in the weirdness that is Garfield. Like, how Who got a Bill Murray favor big enough to get him on board for Garfield?
John.
Who sold
Arbuckle.
Their soul? Nice.
Did I ever tell the story about how I went as John Arbuckle for Halloween?
How does one go as
you're
John?
You're not
Arbuckle?
Kidding.
This,
are
no,
you?
I'm not kidding. Well, all right. You know how we record this show like 30 minutes before it's supposed to go out? Mm-hmm. I've got like, that is a reputation that has gone back for me ages to the point where I would wake up and it'd be like, oh shit, it's Halloween. What do I got? Well, I got a Garfield and some khakis and a shirt. Fuck it, I'm John. I'm John Arbuckle. Meanwhile, like these kids are like in these elaborate like garbage bag costumes, like painted purple. They're like, I'm a California raisin. Who are you?
Oh, that's good.
John. I'm John Arbuckle. What do you mean? I left Garfield in my locker. So for, I mean, half of the day I was just Church Dave.
Sunday Dave.
I like that a lot.
I can't believe I never told that story before. I thought I'd use it for
an
intro.
Next year you do that, I'll wear fat overalls again and we'll be John Arbuckle and John Boy. It'll be
I was hoping you were going to say you were going to go as Garfield.
Oh, man. That's even better.
We'll record a show in character. I'll be John Arbuckle and you can be Garfield.
Josh Nance can be Odie.
Yeah, I was about to say, John Jurley, you come back and be Nermal, please.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm there.
Awesome.
Man. Meg can be Arlene. Let's see, how many characters can we assign?
This Garfield train ain't stopping. So glad you listeners just stopped in for us to talk about Super Star Wars Return of the Jedi. Sorry you got
Garfield
10 minutes
edition.
Of Garfield talk. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
Man, it has been a show. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, it has been a show. I got a super important question for you, though.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to give this game a price on Amazon,
okay, you got me.
What kind of price would it be? It's time to play How Much Is This Game on Amazon. We'll do Price is Right style since we've got John Turley as our guest. I want to ask you guys, at the time of this recording, how much was Super Star Wars Return of the Jedi on Amazon?
$3.25.
All right, got $3.25 from Tyler. John, I got to pull it up, so you take your sweet time, okay, buddy?
All right.
Be a good normal for me.
Man, I don't really know how many copies of this game were sold, and that's
me
usually
either.
What I go on okay. is how popular it is.
It was a Star Wars game.
Yeah, it was a Star Wars game, so it probably sold a lot, but surely, I mean, it had to get terrible, terrible word of mouth, I would think.
I mean, I got to add something to that, but that's
yeah?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. I don't know. I'm going to say, you know, I wish I could price it based on the experience, but...
you can if you'd like. It's your guess. You can do whatever you want with it.
I'm going to say 250.
250. And Tyler, you said...
$3.25.
Yeah. Actual retail value of Super Star Wars Return of the Jedi for the Super Nintendo in North America at the time of this recording was $5.40. Tyler, you win this round. You advance to the big showcase.
Man, unless they're completing a collection.
You don't
no
get
reason
it.
To spend $5 on this game.
When you said you don't know how it was received, I know we really want to end the show, but I remember as a kid, I got a subscription to GamePro. I don't know how I managed to get a subscription to GamePro. That must have been some kind of like epic child feat that I pulled off. It was not something I feel like my parents would have gotten me. I remember they made a big deal about this game. I remember it had like a center spread and everything. Like this game, like they really, really played this game up. And I think the Empire Strikes Back game.
They were paid heavily by LucasArts.
Had to be.
Allegedly. Allegedly. I mean, I'm not going to say payola, but I mean, who knows?
They were paid like Sam Burridge was allegedly drunk.
Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
It has been a podcast. Mm-hmm. There's been we've walked down memory road and talked about all kinds of like Garfield stuff. That's the only thing I really remember about this show. So if you were to give this game a beard, though, if we were to laser focus as our 3-star review told us to do, laser focus on the game, what kind of beard do you think you'd give this game?
Well, seeing as a Wookiee is basically just one big beard.
Yeah, okay.
I would give it a Wookiee who is just entirely composed of ingrown hairs.
Oh. That's, you put some thought into this. Yeah. That's good.
That's appropriate.
What would that look like?
Awful.
Yeah?
It would just be like a giant red mass, I would imagine.
Blurry. That's where Bigfoot comes from. That's what Bigfoot is. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
Thank you for that excellent beard contribution. Mm-hmm. That was really spot on. I feel like that was very appropriate. But if you were to give this game a pair of glasses, mm-hmm, to rate this game on a scale of glasses, what kind of glasses would you give it?
I would give it a personal experience of mine.
Mm-hmm. Does not sound like glasses. As an observation, doesn't sound like glasses.
If covering my hands with covering my face with my hands and looking through my fingers as glasses, that is MJ, Link, and I showing up very late for the opening day of Ghost Rider, having to sit in the front row and look up and watch Nicolas Cage performance as Ghost Rider.
Back to Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, it's a very similar experience to playing this game.
Nicolas Cage is your mafia, Tyler. Yeah. You just can't. You can't get away.
I thought for a moment you were actually going to give it a face palm.
I did too. That's close, though. That's really close.
Because, God, it was so awful just being as close as I can, having to look straight up into this awful view of Ghost Rider of all movies.
I've heard that movie is pretty terrible.
All right. It's pretty bad. Guys, I got to go into code red. My battery life on this laptop is at 7%. So if we don't wrap it up, we might lose everything we record.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find us on iTunes or Stitcher. Since this next episode, we'll be talking about IGN's 25 ranked game, Mortal Kombat 2.
Yeah, that's probably better, right?
Go to iTunes. We appreciate it if you leave us a 5-star review. And while you're there, go ahead and write that little review in there and include a game you might want us to talk about, and we'll get to it
eventually. Don't worry, guys. Like Tyler said, we're going to be back. We're going to be talking about games. You're going to love it. In the meantime, if you can't get enough Tadpog goodness, you can always find us on tadpog.com. That's where the show notes live. Probably going to be a whole bunch of Garfield shit in there. I don't know. Check it out. You can also find us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/tadpog. A lot of cool people doing a lot of cool shit. You can also find us on Twitter. We are at tadpog_podcast. Thank you so much, everybody, for retweeting. We really do appreciate it. Two Bits of Nashville retweeted us and favorited. They're cool. Check them out. Yeah. If you want to call us, you can. You can reach us at 883. I'm sorry. Let me get the area code. 270-883-2555.
Nail it.
Move. Spessicamore Drive.
John, thank you for being on the show. We really appreciate it. And you totally nailed the intro and outro song.
It's in the show notes, tadpog.com. Oh.
Thank you.
So until next time.
Tropical Capricorn. You are now running on reserve battery power. Yeah, let me hit okay. Really? Oh, it's gone.
No!
Hardcore ass pounding for cum hungry.
I'm in.